Track 6 and more news stories. Parliamentary reception for rocket champions. A team of talented young rocket engineers from Tynmouth told MPs about how they hope to inspire other youngsters to get involved in engineering projects on a visit to the Houses of Parliament earlier this week. The four Tynmouth Community School students, Kaya, Tom, Keith and Sammy, who competed as Team Starling, won the UK Rocketry Challenge earlier this year. They went on to represent the UK in the International Youth Rocketry Challenge at the Paris Air Show in June and narrowly missed out on gaining the world title. As part of their prize, Team Starling was invited to visit the Houses of Parliament to celebrate the students' achievements and to discuss the importance of science, technology, engineering and mathematics, known as STEM, and looking at their projects for young people. There's a lovely picture of all four of them standing with Martin Wrigley outside the Houses of Commons with their rather splendid-looking rocket.
Charity-seeking trustees to help shape future of nature. The South West Lakes Trust is seeking new volunteer trustees to help guide its work protecting landscapes, wildlife and well-being across the region. Trustees of South West Lakes Trust, the region's largest combined environmental and recreational charity, provide strategic oversight, governance and support to ensure the charity is well managed, financially sustainable and compliant with legal obligations. John Lee, OBE, Chair of South West Lakes Trust Board of Trustees, said, "Our charity cares for 50 sites across the southwest, welcoming millions of visitors and protecting landscapes and wildlife for future generations. As a trustee, you'll help shape our vision, influence decisions, and ensure these special places continue to thrive. If you're passionate about nature, community, and making a lasting impact, step forward. Your insight and leadership can make the difference." The charity, which has its headquarters at Roedford Lake on the Devon and Cornwall border, is encouraging applications from people of all backgrounds and experiences, and no previous board experience is required, as full training will be given. Trustees attend around 4 to 6 half-day meetings a year, in person or online, plus occasional events and projects. They are appointed for an initial term of 3 years. Chief Executive James Platt said, "As a trustee, you'll be part of something truly special. You'll help protect wildlife, inspire communities, and shape the future of our landscapes."
Late night shout for fire crews. Fire crews from Ashburton, Bovey Tracy and Newton Abbott were called into action late on Sunday evening following reports of a well alight outbuilding near Hennock. Using two hose reel jets, the combined crew got to work to bring the fire under control, protecting the main property which was nearby. The outbuilding, measuring 8 metres by 10 metres, contained a boiler and lawnmower, both of which were severely damaged by the fire, Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service said. Minor damage was also caused to the gutters and windows of the adjacent domestic property. Firefighters ensured neighbouring properties were evacuated and residents were at a safe distance throughout November's 23 incident, the cause of which is believed to have been accidental.
RNLI Reindeer Park Run raises over £500. A reindeer takeover of Tynmouth Promenade Park Run generated more than £500 for Tynmouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute on Saturday, November the 22nd. Despite the wet and windy conditions, 294 runners and walkers took part in the event, with many donning reindeer antlers and fancy dress. We called it the Reindeer Run, but it didn't mean it should rain deer, quipped Tynmouth RNLI fundraising chair Wendy Richards-Woods. Thank you to everyone who ran, donated, volunteered, cheered, or helped make the event happen, especially in unfavourable conditions. Your support keeps our lifeboat and our crew ready to launch whenever they're needed, she added. It costs around £56,000 per year to run and maintain Tynmouth's lifeboat service, and the volunteer crew provided a 24-hour search and rescue service 365 days a year along the coastline.
Watch your speed, says National Park. The Dartmoor National Park Authority is urging motorists to watch their speed when driving on the moor as weather conditions take a wintry turn. With the days shorter and the nights longer, the DNPA is reminding drivers visiting the moor to watch their speed. You never know what's around the corner, they said. Please keep your speed below 40 miles per hour over Dartmoor. Speeding vehicles on Dartmoor have the greatest impact on the visitor experience, a 2024 survey revealed. In Dartmoor National Park Authority's first visitor survey since 2017, vehicles going above the 40 miles per hour speed limit were the most annoying for visitors. Poorly parked visitors' vehicles were second and litter third. All roads through the park are 40 miles an hour limit to protect cattle, sheep and ponies who freely roam around and can easily stray onto the roads.
Reunion of Post Office Sports and Social Club. A reunion is being organised for past members of a beloved Newton Abbott social club that dissolved soon after being uprooted to make way for the town's Asda. Opening in April of 1976, Newton Abbott Post Office Sports and Social Club was truly an institution. Ask any Newtonian and they will surely say the same. A venue where families could take their children. The club held regular Saturday events and was renowned for its charity fundraising, as well as its nine skittle teams playing in the Newton Abbott and District League, darts and euchre sides. It was located in the former Royal Mail sorting office in High Week Street and boasted 120 postal staff members, BT members and 500 associates during its final years in the early 2000s. Alas, nothing lasts forever, and the Newton Abbott Post Office Sports and Social Club ceased to be after Asda's £25 million Walbra Street plans were given the go-ahead in 2003. The supermarket opened in 2006. With the closure of the social club, a sizeable void in the Newton Abbott area social club scene opened up. But fear not, for past members Julie and Debbie are organising a reunion of Newton Abbott Post Office Sports and Social Club. The pair have set their sights on Saturday the 31st of January 2026 for this reunion, which will be held at the Constitutional Club on Union Street from 7:30 until late. This is a free event and everyone is welcome. Anyone wishing to attend, please call me on 07386 737 401 so that we can get an idea of numbers, says Julie.